Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. You hear that sound on TV, you just know it's going to be another cutthroat competition. You're right, but the competitors on this reality show are different. They're kids, but boy, can they cook.
Years old, and now I'm one of the top 18 chefs in America. Yeah! That's big! Really, really big!
Good to see you all!
That star chef and one of the bad boys of the cooking show circuit, Gordon Ramsay. He's one of the hosts of Master Chef Junior on Fox. The competitors are between 8 and 13 years old. They cook up some amazing meals in a kitchen that's very high pressure.
What's important to you right now?
Not getting eliminated. I have to finish strong.
Exactly. 4 minutes, guys.
You can do it!
Two of the contestants who are part of the kitchen scrum in the current season of the series MasterChef Junior are from Massachusetts. They are Lila DeLuca of Rockport and Sam Brock of Concord. Here now in the relative quiet of our little radio studio. Hello, both.
Hello.
Hello.
So I wonder if you could both set the scene for us. Chef Gordon Ramsay and his co-host Christina Tosi would give you top 20 young chefs on the show a challenge. Lila, such as what?
Well, one of the most common challenges on MasterChef is a mystery box challenge. We have no idea what we're going to cook. And when the clock starts, we open up the boxes. And under the boxes, they have a mystery ingredient.
Such as what?
One of the mystery boxes was rice.
So you had to use rice as the main ingredient?
Yes.
And then you have to use your imagination to make something out of it. What did you make, Sam?
I made rice pudding, but sadly, I couldn't cook it through enough because we just didn't have enough time.
Oh, that's tough. And Lila, what did you make?
I made a Spanish paella.
And you guys have to make up the recipes right then and there?
Yes, we did.
I think both of us didn't completely finish, right?
Yeah.
How did you even think of the recipes that you did? I mean, you kids are young. How did you become chefs?
Well, one of the reasons that I started cooking is because I like to eat. It's good. And a lot of my inspiration from food comes from my family.
Yes. This is Sam, by the way.
Yeah. My dad was in the Army. He's from Alabama. So I cook a lot of Southern food at my house.
What do you make?
I make a lot of desserts. I like to bake. I love cooking on the grill. Like,
you're a grill master.
Not as good as Gordon Ramsay, but kind of.
And Lila, how did you learn?
I learned from watching cooking shows, and I live right near the ocean, and in the summer, me and my dad go fishing, and we catch fish, and I like to cook fish a lot.
Speaking of seafood, one of your charges in the program was to cook up some sea bass. So basically, they give you some sea bass. You have to make some kind of puree. What was
the cauliflower.
Yeah,
cauliflower.
It was a cauliflower and lemon juice, right?
And beets, right?
Yes, and we had to do a roasted beet with a sauce vierge.
Okay, sauce what?
Vierge.
What's that?
It's like a vinaigrette with
It's a vinaigrette,
tomatoes.
But a lot more chunky.
How do you guys know that and I don't?
Because we're junior chefs. We're junior chefs.
We're on MasterChef Junior. This is the reason why we're on MasterChef Junior.
So, Lila, here's
what we do for a living.
For a living. Here's part of the show where, Lila, where you were called to the spotlight.
Now, the fish. Got the sear on it, beefy done. A little too deep for the score, but the actual cook is nailed deliciously.
Thank you.
These beets are incredible. And puree is nice and soft and silky and rich. Young lady, I think you should say a big thank you to your dad tonight because on the back of teaching you how to catch fish, he's obviously taught you how to cook fish. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Must have been really nice to have Gordon Ramsay glowing about your sea bass.
I never knew my cooking was that amazing. And to be hearing that from a chef like Gordon Ramsay was so awesome.
Now, Gordon Ramsay has a reputation as kind of a tough guy on some of the adult shows. I think you both know that. Okay, so you're dealing with Gordon Ramsay and his reputation, although he was very cordial to you guys and very encouraging as well. But you're also on a time schedule, as you mentioned. You have to cook these dishes in a particular amount of time, not much. You had the glare of the TV lights. You were wearing heaps of makeup, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have to assemble a recipe in every episode out of ingredients that you're either given or you have to choose really quickly.
Yes.
And you're being watched on national TV by, like, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, what was that like?
You just described pressure. look it up in a dictionary. Master Chef Junior under pressure.
And how did you deal with the pressure?
I think a lot of it was maybe just getting some fresh air, because if you're too stressed out, you're going to overthink things, and then you're going to burn something, or it's tough. It's just really tough.
Lila?
I learned that you have to keep calm in the MasterChef kitchen, and I learned if you just focus 100% on your dish, that it will turn out pretty good.
You could block everything else out?
Yes.
Like all the commotion going on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because there's usually people who either burn themselves or cut themselves, or sometimes people would be watching other people and then miss a step, or they would not hear like a timer or something.
We should say, by way of background now, you guys actually taped this season's show this time last year.
Yes.
So
around this time.
Around this time last year. So there was only one winner in the whole competition, and you guys have had to keep quiet this entire time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Good job, by the way. As of this point in the competition, four shows in, we can say that Lila, you are still in. Sam, you had to say goodbye in last week's episode.
I can't cook anything vegetarian or vegan.
I like meat. You like meat. Well, so you said goodbye, as did another competitor, Eddie, because as you suggest here, your vegan burgers needed some work. And here's how Gordon Ramsay delivered the news.
Sam and Eddie, you two have been amazing, but tonight your vegan burgers just missed the mark. But both of you have accomplished so many things in this kitchen. Please, both of you, keep hold of those aprons and wear them with pride. Make your way out and say goodbye to your friends. Well done, both of you. Thank you.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
I was a MasterChef Junior. Not many 9-year-olds can say that.
So, you know, as Gordon Ramsay said, you guys have a lot to be proud of. What do you, Lila, want to do when you grow up?
I want to have my own restaurant, and it'd be called The Seven Seas, because I really like cooking seafood, and I really like seafood from all over the world. Like, there'd be seven different dishes from each seventh sea.
You're a Rockport girl. Sam, how about you?
I think it'd be very nice to open my own restaurant. I think I'd call it... This would be copyright if I did, but Sibling Rivalry, because
there is one.
Yes, I know. Or I would just call it Now That I Have Your Attention. Let's eat.
10-year-old Sam Brock of Concord, who made it to the top 18 on MasterChef Junior, and 10-year-old Lila DeLuca of Rockport, who's now in the top 16 as the season continues. The next episode airs Thursday night on Fox. Good luck to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.